Sitting next to me, looking absolutely delectable in a pair of lovely suede trousers, is Steve Priest, the bass player with The Sweet. Well, the first thing I'd like to talk about today is your record, Wigwam Bam. A lot of people have criticised the record, saying that they think the lyrics are banal and very stupid. What have you got to say to people that say that?
It's number four in the charts, really, isn't it? You know, I mean, that's what it's all about.
Also, you would buy that, then one can assume that you are in the business to make money out of your records. But are you happy with the aesthetic product that comes out?
Yes and no. We're getting towards what we prefer in our own musical tastes with this. I mean, you've got to admit, it's a bit heavy and funny, isn't it? I'm not heavier, I mean, it's a bit more rock and roll, because we're...
There's a bit of electric guitar in there somewhere.
Yes, yeah, so they tell me.
And would you like Sweet Records to say something, apart from Wigwam Bam?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, I can see what you mean. Yes, old rock and roll records are rather meaningless, like ours are, I suppose, but how many people do listen to lyrics nowadays, do you think?
I don't know. Even in Mark Bolan's song, there's a line, I drive a Rolls Royce because it's good for my voice, you know, which is at least a bit...
But there again, look at his old records. What were they very meaningful, do you think?
No.
No, so he's progressed, so we will, you know.
Yeah. When you go home, do you actually listen to Sweet Records, or what sort of music do you personally like?
I prefer classical music, and I also like old Bo Diddley stuff, which is beginning to come back. Mm. I'm glad to say, and Chuck Berry, and I love rock and roll, really.
Do you think the Sweet then will eventually become a rock and roll band and lose this sort of inane teeny bopper image that they have?
Well, we are really when we're on stage. We have to do the hits, obviously, but we incorporate, you know, good, leery rock and roll.
Your image has been, shall we say, a gay time was had by all. A lot of your fans have criticised you for this, so what have you got to say to them who say, why did you dress up like that?
I think they've taken it all too seriously, perhaps.
There's a fella walking around here with a hairnet on.
Yes, do I have to say anything else?
I think I'll leave.
No, it's, there's some people have criticised us, but the majority think it's a good laugh and great fun, madly game. We're in the business to entertain, and we're entertaining. We've never been so big.
Some people would criticise you for jumping on the gay bandwagon.
I don't think we did, actually. Everybody thought we were gay years ago, so, you know, we're only... Giving them what they thought, so it's not doing us any harm at all.
Well, fine.
They're queuing up to see us, so, how bad's that?
So what future plans have the Sweet got now, first of all, musically?
Well, we'd like to get an LP out with some more of our own compositions on it, as well as Chin and Chapman's, which will be more meaningful, I can assure you.